Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us on the line for the first time, filling in for Daily Gazette editor Judy Patrick, who is away, is city editor of the Daily Gazette, Miles Reed. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, a very, very interesting story this morning, and I wish we could say we haven't heard this kind of story before, but it's your front page story, and it has to do with a handful of Schenectady leaders who are apparently behind on their property taxes.
That's right. Our education reporter, Kathleen Moore, took a look at a number of unpaid property taxes in the city and also the school district. And what she found out was a little distressing for us. Four individuals who are leaders in various capacities in the city, it appears, are behind in their taxes, both school taxes and city taxes. Once she took a look at the database of unpaid school taxes, we found out that a sitting school district official, also a city council member, a former council member, and one of our most prominent neighborhood leaders are all behind in various capacities. These are not huge dollar figures, David. They're just a few thousand here, a few thousand there that they're behind. And we took a deeper look into it because, for us, it's emblematic of a big problem that the school district has and the city has also. One of the big challenges they have with the school district is every year it's about $3 to $5 million that they don't get paid in taxes. It's a huge district, a huge budget. They've already got all kinds of challenges. And once they take a look at this, they find that it really can hamper them. So $3 to $5 million every year, when those taxes go unpaid, they eventually turn those over to the city. The city has to try to collect, and that's a problem in Schenectady. So anyway, across the board, they have challenges. And when we find our leaders who are not paying the taxes on time, we thought we would take a look at that and shed some light on it. All of them, when we contacted them, three of them we spoke with, said that they certainly intend to pay, various efforts to catch up on these things, and we know that they're doing that. Some of them are just lagging behind. But to us, it was an interesting look that even if the leaders who know what kind of a position it puts the school district in and the city in, if they can't come square on their taxes, it's a distressing situation. All of them, I should note, have said that they're in progress of paying their taxes and getting up to date, so it's not like they don't pay it. And all of them put in a lot of time for the city and the school, but we took a deeper look.
We've been speaking with Miles Reed. He's the city editor of the Daily Gazette, filling in for Judy Patrick today. And for more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.